Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the show. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and it is October and beautiful outside. I hope you're enjoying your fall weather, almost fall weather. So tonight we are blessed to have with us some local heroes who, like many others, say they're not local heroes. They're just doing what is right. And you know what's amazing is this show, if you're tuning in for the first time, is focusing on people around our community who are simply making a difference in people's lives because it's the right thing to do. Not because they're told to, not because they have to, but because they have a heart for the cause, for any cause. And tonight we're going to be celebrating with Reading Piano Angels. It's in the name. You are angels. And so are those that you're gifting. We have Pat with us and Pam Karch, who is here. And Pat is the president, and Pam is the director and self-proclaimed behind-the-scenes person. And so tonight, welcome on the show, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle, for having us.
So let's jump right in and learn a little bit about Pat and Pam. So if you're just tuning in, we like to get a little background because I think that a giving heart sometimes stems from when you're very young or you've met someone that you've had an opportunity to make a difference and then you just, that fire's ignited in you. So who would like to start? You want to start with Pat?
Yeah, Pam has given me the high sign to start. Which is ironic, as a young man in Trinity County, that's where I came from.
Okay.
In Lewiston, actually. And, my parents had moved there after World War II to Trinity County, first in Hayfork and then in Lewiston. But my mom was of Italian heritage. Okay. And in the Italian community, service to your community is, you know, pretty held high in regard. And, I can recall, of all the awards and stuff that I won throughout my years in school, the one that really they were most proud of and the only one that they took me to dinner for getting was the Community Service Award.
Aww.
Yeah. And so I was a first and the youngest member of the Lewiston Chamber of Commerce at age 14. I even started one of their big events. And so that just continued on. Into the time when I moved away from Lewiston at age 18 and got as far as Reading to attend Shasta College. And then at that point, I worked in the schools for SCOE and other districts and also for county government and enjoyed many community projects during my time with those organizations.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can see how that is. So do you have a memory of one of the first things you've ever volunteered for besides, you know, the Chamber of Commerce? That's a big goal.
Well, that was a big one. They actually turned over their big event of the year to me at that age, and it was their biggest fundraiser for the year. It was a giant flea market.
Oh, my goodness.
And in Lewiston, that was a big flipping deal.
Yes.
So my job was to go around and solicit vendors and then to actually do the physical work of laying out the area and make sure that they had cash boxes and you know, portable bathrooms. All that kind of stuff was dispatched to me. And it went off without a hitch. We had one dog fight that I recall, but the rest of the event was great.
Well, you know, I remember those flea markets in Lewiston, and they were a big deal. And who knew a 14-year-old was behind it?
Yeah, well, you know, just, you know what? And something I learned from that is you can't discount young people.
No, absolutely. I agree with that.
When tasked, them most of the time, they'll do a great job.
Yes, absolutely. So without getting too involved yet, because we want to hear from Pam, give us a little description of what Piano Angels is. For those people who maybe aren't familiar with the name, you want to stick around and hear about this organization and this volunteer group, because it's pretty amazing. Pam, would you like to take the lead on that?
Sure. Just really simply, we received good quality donated pianos from anybody and everybody that calls us. That's the qualification, is good quality. And then we literally pick them up with our van and take them to the next person on the list that has said, we need a piano for our piano student, or I need a piano because I'm a piano student, either way.
Wow. And so, and that's a free service.
Free service.
That's amazing. Okay. We're going to hear more about that because I'm sure there are a lot of people in our community who want to be involved or know someone who might be in need. So you'll want to stay tuned. But Pam, give us a little background on yourself and how you started out in volunteerism.
I'm not sure if it was volunteer or forced.
Forceteer. You're a forceteer.
Involuntary servitude.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I was one of eight kids, and my parents needed to keep us busy, and they always were involved in something in our little tiny community that I grew up in. And
where was that?
Cottonwood.
Oh, two small town people met each other. I love it.
So, you know, I'll tell you what, the very first thing that I remember that I was tasked to do was my capability. I was 5 years old. It was to take a kitchen knife and scrape the gum that the teenagers would stick under the bleachers the pews and throw it out. I couldn't believe how much gum chewing there was going on.
Yes. Well, you must have been a very responsible 5-year-old to get a knife.
It was just a table knife. It wasn't anything big.
Yes. Well, so that is really great. It's a need, though. So,
sorry.
And those are the volunteer things I think that a lot of people go, I don't have a skill to donate, or I don't have a, you know, everybody has something. There is something for everybody in every volunteer opportunity, every organization, everything that's happening. We need someone to do something.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more. So you're from here. Do you have brothers and sisters from the area?
I still,
you
right
eight,
at this
you
point,
said.
Yeah, there are eight. Only two still live even close to the area.
Okay.
And so between, you know, my parents dragging us to whatever event it was, actually we were drugged before the events and we set up.
Yes, that's usually where it starts.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like. So being part of that and then being a musician, and being part of events, we were laughing the other day about being on tour. And being on tour in high school consisted of actually, you know, going and setting things up.
Okay.
And then doing the music and then tearing things down. So we didn't just, we were not any great shakes. We were just a very good solid choir. And that was part of it. We had to do our part and keep things going. And then multiple from that point on, even in high school, of course, event after event after event that I would be part of, that you just did it. That was that was how we were raised. That was part of our nature. And so I'm very reticent to start listing all the things that we've been involved in. We've been laughing lately oh my goodness.
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because here you have two like-minded people right here in our area. And so for those of you who maybe have never met Pat, which probably a lot of you, and Pam, they are a married couple. So you guys, you met, and then how long have you been together now?
That's a question for you, love.
This is the test live
19,
on the radio.
19 years.
19 years. Yes. Wow, fantastic. Yes. So then from that, your love of, so you have a love of music.
Yes.
And then so, Pat, how did you get involved in this?
In the relationship? Is that the question?
I was going to say, that involved volunteerism, too.
Yeah. There you go. How did you meet? Maybe I should ask you that.
What? Well, volunteering.
I was actually volunteering. Our producer tonight is Liam, who attended Foothill High School, and one of their big events is the Club Cougar.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'd been involved in Club Cougar since its conception. I was one of the people that helped to start it. And it was somewhere around the 13th year of Club Cougar that I was doing some work at the venue that they chose for this every year, which was the Presbyterian Church up on Placer, the one that looks like a pyramid. And the church secretary...
It's more like the seventh year or something.
The church secretary is none other than the woman who's across from me.
Oh, okay. So you got to know her.
Yeah, so I'm one of the few guys in the world that have the nerve enough to hit on a church secretary.
Oh, that's good.
And it paid off in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. And it paid off for our community because look at the two of you now.
Yeah, we work well together on stuff. And, you know, Pam, keeps us straight on the money side of things. I'm more of a visionary guy, so.
Fantastic. Well, we are going to take a break in just a moment, but when we come back, let's talk a little bit more or a lot more about Reading Piano Angels and what that organization really has done to help bless our community. And we'll hear more from these angels in just a moment. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Well, welcome back to the studio. You are listening to Heroes of the North State, and tonight we have Pat and Pam. And they are here. They are the directors and the presidents of Reading Piano Angels. And Piano Angels, I can remember being a little girl and wanting to play certain instruments, and my parents were not in the financial position to be able to buy that instrument or even rent it, to be honest. And we had 5 siblings, and so I was in the middle, 2 above, 2 below. And I know I really wanted to play the violin at that time. Piano is really what I love, but I don't know how to play that either. But I really wanted to play the violin, but we couldn't afford to get a violin. So my sweet music teacher right here at Cypress Elementary School gave me a cello that she had. Well, I was 10, and I walked home from school, so you can imagine what that was like. But I have a love for the cello, and I took it back and forth every day and practiced. But to be able to be gifted a piano would be a blessing. I can't even imagine.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. You know, let me tell you what my thoughts are on just what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They tell us, that is they, who musicologists or people that follow this, that only about 3% of the people on the planet are musicians. And
wow.
Those 3% provide 100% of the music that we all listen to.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the truth.
And of that 3%, an even much smaller number are the composers of all of the music that we listen to.
Oh, my goodness.
So when a person is gifted a piano, think of Mozart, or think of Elton John or somebody like that. Giving a piano to a child can literally have a potential impact of reaching millions of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's more than just a piece of furniture. It's something that could change lives and really enrich existence on this planet.
Yeah.
That's why the program goes on. I think people recognize that, and they would like hope that their child might be that one, or even if they just, you know, serve, talking about community service, in their circle on the piano or just for self-enjoyment.
Yeah. No, that is so true. So tell me, how do you go about being considered to receive a piano? What's that process look like?
Well, it's a pretty lengthy process, I have to admit, okay? And
okay.
People should be listening. What you have to do is call my cell phone at 530-510-1903.
One more time.
530-510-1903. Or they can go to the Reading Piano Angels website and find me there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just say, put me on the list.
Put me on the list, yeah.
Are there any criteria? Do you have to show any kind of criteria?
No, we have.
Trust system?
Pam, I mean, let's just go back and forth on where we've taken pianos.
Yeah.
We've taken them to, like, you know, in that 20-something group of young men that have a music studio, like your producer, Liam.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Liam?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, Liam, you've got, like, what now? How many pianos?
We've gotten two. We only have one. You swapped us.
Oh, that's right. And not just regular pianos. Liam requested what? What did you?
Baby grands.
Yeah, he got baby grands.
You know, I think I want to say that combined between the two pianos, it's probably, like, with the tracks that it's been recorded on, probably it's been heard by, like, 700,000 streams, 800,000 streams.
From your gifted piano.
From our gifted piano.
So you're able to share your gift to the world.
Yeah, somewhere in that.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Does that just give you goosebumps? That's really incredible.
Yeah. So that's just one of, let's just throw out a couple more stories. There was a lady that we met, her and her husband, who was severely disabled and in a wheelchair, got burned out in the Paradise Fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember them, Pam?
Fire, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had moved to...
They moved to Shingletown. Yeah. He was failing, but she had, of course, lost her piano in the fire.
Yeah.
And called and asked if we had one, and we did. We had one right away. Took it to her, Pat played for a little while, and then she sat down and played. And then we chatted, we always do, and we heard their story, which we're sharing with you, which was just heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
They were hoping to move back to Paradise, and... we left, and a few weeks later, she called Pat to tell him what a gift that had been. She had played and played and played for her husband. It just made him so happy, and it calmed him because he was failing. It was the end for him.
Exactly.
And he passed, but that had made their few weeks at the end together just such a beautiful time because they had the piano back in their house, which she had always played for them.
Yeah.
And to have that was just amazing. Oh. I say just, but it's not just. It was incredible.
You know, it reminds me of actually a personal story. My grandparents, same kind of situation, actually. And she played, and which that's I could go on a side story for that. But in this particular instance, she would play every night before bed. And so the two of them would sit, and he'd play his guitar, and she'd play her piano. Well, he got diagnosed with Parkinson's, and so as he was declining, he wasn't able to do his part, and he couldn't move certain parts of his body. And so she would play the piano, and somehow he was able to keep rhythm with his hand on the chair sitting next to her in his recliner. And I think how special that was. For them, that was their thing, and to the very end, she was able to do that.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's every, you know, almost every piano comes with a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that Pam is there to help those folks process. Most of the time, someone is crying when they give up their piano.
Yeah. So what are reasons that people may give up their piano?
Well, there are many. Most often, they're older people who are downsizing.
Okay.
Or they realize that they just don't play it anymore. And when they find out that it can be rehomed, is the term we use, and someone will actually use it, then they really pick up on that.
They've called all the kids in the family. They've all called all their children and asked if the grandchildren, and occasionally we move from a grandparent to a grandchild's home.
Right.
That happens very, actually pretty frequently.
Yeah, happened in our family too. So here's, I'm not even making this stuff up.
Yeah.
Grandma, same grandmother. My daughter always sat next to her on the piano bench and she was teaching her how to play, and she played by ear. And so she was teaching her how to play, and my daughter, picked up on it. Well, when, grandmother passed away, it was gifted to her daughter, and her daughter had a piano, but they had a lot of family memories to it. So she had remembered that my daughter loved it and the family members, and so they gifted it to us. And so we had a piano at our house, so we gifted our piano to my sister. And so you see how it just comes around. But what's amazing, I think, also with what you do is you pick them up and you deliver them.
Yes.
For free.
Yes.
So I got a free piano, but it really cost me $200 because I had to have it picked up and shipped to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not something you can just throw in the back of your pickup truck. At least I couldn't.
Well, so, there was a while when we were using the pickup truck, but we did have an electric winch too. So
Yeah. I had like me, my sister, and her friend, and the neighbor.
Exactly.
There also
risky, very risky.
Yes.
There also was a time when the Piano Angels program hired movers to move the piano, which is how I got involved with them. The program was started by former Chamber of Commerce President Frank Strazzarino, who you knew.
Wonderful man.
Right. And, you know, he took lessons as an adult. And what he found out was that some children, specifically children, did not have a piano and were practicing on a cardboard cutout on their dining room table.
Wow.
So he had the vision to start the program. And a few years into it, I got a call from Frank when he just asked me to do over and do what we call an assessment to determine if the piano qualifies. Because they do have, like Pam said, they have to be in good quality. You know, they don't need to be perfect, but they need to be good, no repairs and all that. And in passing, I found out he was paying for that. And I don't know why, but for some reason I said, you know, Frank, I could move these for nothing if you want. Of course, Frank, you know how Frank was.
Oh, yeah, he was waiting for an opportunity.
Yeah, and he picked up on that, and we started moving them with our old pickup. And then Frank passed, and the board asked us to continue the work. And we realized at some point as the program became very robust, and is now, Pam and I literally could do a piano a day. We have 60 pianos in the queue waiting right now.
That's remarkable.
Yep, it is. It's cool. But what we did was on Giving Tuesday a couple of years ago, we asked the community to contribute $30,000 in one day. And by golly, it happened. It happened. We got all 30,000, and Piano Angels had 10 extra to put in our bank account. So for $40,000, we were able to go to Denham's, where the only place in literally the whole North State that had one of those panel vans.
At the time.
In fact, it was the one that we honked at you in as we passed by, right?
Yeah, and that van is pretty impressive.
Well, it does the job. It's you know, it's spacious. It has working air conditioning, which is good for us in the summer. And the thing was that they wanted 43 for it, so the Denham's discounted at $3,000.
Ah, fantastic. SJ Denham, Randy and Ryan are, they're always involved in our community. They're other unsung heroes because they're very private in their giving.
So true.
Yeah, you have to pry it out of them.
You really do.
Yeah,
you really do.
And I don't mean the money. I mean them telling you what they've done. So.
Yes, I agree. And so, you know, we are going to head into a commercial break because that's how we're able to afford this show. And we'll be back in just a moment. I'd love to hear some more stories. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and we'll be right back.
So just go. trust the government. If you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. So here's some fun fact for you. While we were on the break, I learned that we're here live in the studio with Pat Karch, and he's a musician here in Reading. And I was asking him, well, how do you know so much about pianos and music? Because Pat and Pam and Liam know each other, our producer Liam. And so they are, you know, talking about their love and their passion. And then he pulls up his bio, and he's a vocalist and a keyboard and pianos and accordions. And
wait, we shouldn't say that on the air. I might get death threats for the accordion.
No, that's a lost art. I love the accordion.
It is lost. There's a reason for that.
So tell me a little bit about your background in music.
Well, you know, any good musician would tell you that the secret, that one and only secret to being a good musician, is having a mother who can nag.
Play the piano.
And so my mom was like an expert nagger. She wrote the book on nagging. But she put me in piano lessons at age 7, and I hung in there with classical piano lessons.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, I can read anything, but at some point I sat down 1 week for my lesson, and Liam, I don't know if you know this either, but Pam does. I sat down, and my piano teacher turned to me, and she said, you know, Patrick, I think that you should just do your own thing. And I said, oh, you mean make something up? And she's, no. She's, I think you should go out on your own. I'm like, you mean go out and come back in? And then I realized, because my dad owned a bar and a restaurant, I said, you're firing me. And she said, well, not really, but yeah, actually. And so that was the end of my formal training other than what I had at Shasta College. So I had branched off into jazz, and her being married to a Baptist minister, that probably, yeah, you know, pushed her in the wrong direction. she did love me after, yeah, that, but, you know, it's just, that was the end of it. So, and then I just only made it as far as coming down to Reading, and I met a lot of great musicians, including Lou White and many others that gave me opportunities to play.
Ron McGehee
recently passed, and we had his funeral just last weekend. And, you know, I've played thousands of gigs at every venue in Reading, and enjoy
up and down the West Coast, actually.
Yeah, true enough. And the Karch brothers, I have two older brothers, and we're going to be playing at Coco's in Fort Bragg at the end of the month, and that'll be really cool. So, Karch Brothers Band rides again.
Oh, love actually, it. It's probably the farewell tour for real.
Yeah.
And the oldest brother is 84, and he's like not thinking he's going to be playing much longer. So.
Yeah, so definitely do it and record it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so I'm looking at your bio and your level of commitment. You're committed.
I should be committed, yeah.
You're committed. Okay, that's wonderful. Years playing music, 40 years.
Well, I'm 64 now. And I started
you don't even
at seven.
Look old enough to be playing for 40 years.
Yeah. It's more than that.
Yeah.
Professionally, well, your first professional job was when you were
I was 12. I played St. Paddy's Day with my Irish priest, Father Burke.
Oh, my goodness.
He it was green beer and you know, what do you serve? You know, the food is corned beef and cabbage. Oh, yeah. He was great. He smoked cigarettes and drank nonstop. This is my mentor, was my priest.
Okay, so you play all these different types of music. Of course, piano has to be your favorite, right?
Well, tonight it's that's piano. His primary. That is his primary.
You know, I can't say that the piano is my favorite instrument. It's the one that I do best at, but I love all instruments, especially the cello, which, you know, something you'd mentioned of yourself.
Yes.
So
I would love to be able to actually learn to play the cello, but back when I was 10, it was bigger than me.
Yeah.
So
True enough.
Yes. So we invited Liam to join us and our producer because he's the producer here at KCNR, and I'm lucky enough to have him as my producer for Heroes of the North State.
Yeah.
Because he was gifted a piano, but what I'm learning, I don't even know how to articulate. So give me a little background on you, Liam. What's your love of music? Like, what do you do?
Long story. I went to RSA. Prior to that, Reading School of the Arts. My mom actually put me in piano lessons when I was like 3 or 4, and I hated it.
Because his mother's a pianist.
Because my mom's a pianist, and she would nag. So I was good at it. And one day she was like, I'm done fighting you on this. Like, we're done with piano lessons. And then I was in third grade, and I remember my music teacher, Mr. Wiley, was like, oh, I'm doing drum lessons. And I was like, I want to be a drummer. And so I started taking drum lessons, and I did that for a while. And over time, I just slowly picked up piano. And once you learn the theory with piano is great for theory. Mm-hmm. You can kind of just play anything else. So I picked up guitar, which led to bass. And then I started writing songs, and that's kind of what I find myself doing now, is just writing music and...
So that little bit of music that we heard when we exited that last break that we were in the studio was Liam's correct?
Production.
I produced it. I didn't sing, but...
Producer.
Yes.
Well, fantastic. It was absolutely beautiful, which led me to ask him if he would play just a little bit more, because we're sitting here tonight and we're talking about Reading Piano Angels and the difference that they make in our community by gifting pianos to those who want to know how to play or maybe have lost one in the fire in Paradise. I'm sure there were people here in the car fire and so on.
Yeah.
There are families who... maybe they don't need their piano anymore, but they have a lot of memories and they want to make sure that it goes to another good family who's going to cherish it and build memories within their families. Well, Liam was gifted this and he has a love for piano. Obviously, his mother's a piano teacher. And I just want everyone to take a moment and just listen to what is coming out of this gift that was given to him. You got something queued up, Liam?
Yeah, I do.
All right, go for it.
Lisa.
not mixed, so ignore that it's not the final mix. But
that so is this one hasn't been released yet. Is that what you're saying?
No, I need that one June, maybe even what comes before June. January, March,
April, May.
It's all a blur.
Yeah, it was either it was end of May, early June.
Wow. So can give us a little background because I can't speak music, to be honest with you. I love it. I'm mm-hmm. the person that appreciates it on the other side. But what did it take to put that together?
A lot of failing.
Yeah.
That's something that's not seen by a lot of people. But, like, being a good musician requires a lot of, like, pain.
Yeah.
Honestly, as, like, musicians or artists, like, we're all kind of addicts. To like the way it, no, we are. To
true.
The way it
it's
feels
true.
When mm-hmm. you just like hit that line,
yeah, that's
or just
spot.
Write something good. Like there's nothing else like it.
Yeah.
And so maybe like I'm just trying to get high on the music or whatever. But no, it's just a way to express myself.
Yeah.
And
so obviously yeah. there's piano in there, but what other instruments?
I don't know if that one has guitar. It has guitar. It just has like a little plucky guitar. I think we used a bass, like a live bass, not
yeah,
a synth one.
Yeah.
And then we MIDI'd the drums.
Drums,
in,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, and the vocalists love.
That one was me, actually.
That was you.
Yeah.
I love your voice.
Thank
That's
you.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
So wow. Okay. So talk about you know Pat and Pam and Liam. You know, music oftentimes triggers memories.
Absolutely.
Or whether happy, sad, or... And I'm listening to Liam's song right now, and it just brought a sense of peace and joy. I was like, oh, this is just... I mean, I could just imagine myself just, like, kicking back and in a quiet space and listening to this music. And so I just love what music does and how it creates the mood in the room oftentimes, or in your car, or... in your headsets or, you know, whatever it is that you need to do. So
right. A musician who understands that can enter into a space with people and take them on a journey, even if it's short for
yes.
an hour or two, and take them out of many times, you know, people come to a venue because they want to get out of what they've been doing.
Yes.
Whatever it is in their life, or pain or work or, and if you really are a good student of music as a musician, you are really a servant to everyone
mm-hmm.
to provide this service when they need it. You know, people call on musicians at their most important times, right? When they get
right.
married.
Yes.
When they pass away, when they celebrate things. And
yeah,
so it
birthday.
Really is a service to others.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. It is. Gosh, okay, so if you are someone at home, I don't even know how to transition from that, except to say that what an amazing project to be part of. So if you're in our community and you have that piano that you cherish and it's sitting in the side of the room and it doesn't get played anymore, or that person or loved one that did play it, it is no longer with you and you're wondering what you can do with this piano, give the gift. We invite you tonight to give the gift to someone else who would love to pass on the art of music. We are going to take a break. We will be back in just a moment. You're listening to Heroes of the North State, and I'm Michelle Slade. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Goldleaf Nursery Fall Sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon to box tree size, and 50% off selected shrubs and trees. Just in time for the fall planting. At Goldleaf Nursery, we have a beautiful selection of garden concrete fountains and statuary. And all statuary is on sale. 20% off. Don't miss out on this 40 to 50% off shrub and tree sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road. Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State. And here with me tonight is Pat and Pam, and they're Pat and Pam Karch, is that correct?
Yes.
And they are the director and the president of the Redding Piano Angels. And so if you're just tuning in, we're listening to music and learning a lot about how you can gift a piano and or receive a piano for free. The delivery, the pickup, everything. So, Liam, on that break when we were going out before commercials, mm-hmm. you played a little bit of music. Could you play that again for us, please?
Yeah.
What do you
beautiful.
Think of that? And that gentleman that's playing that is named Julian Durr. And Julian, a very gifted pianist, even in the sixth grade, that's when I first met him.
Okay.
He is now attending Boston Conservatory of Music. He's in his second year. He is the first recipient of a grand piano from the Redding Piano Angels program.
Liam, let's hear that one more time. So Pam and Pat, what a difference a gift makes. So Pat, let's talk about, we have North State Giving Tuesday coming up. And besides being able to give a piano all year long, there are other ways to support if you don't have a piano. So could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Let me take a little stab at some of that. In North State Giving Tuesday, people can go to one spot on the Internet provided by the foundation. and donate to the charity of their choice. Piano Angels is just one of the charities that's listed there.
Correct.
And, you know, last year I mentioned that we went for the van. That was a lot of money, $30,000, and we were just delighted and shocked that we got it. It was amazing. This year we're trying to just keep the program going. Fuel costs, of course, are one of our biggest expenses.
Yes.
Fuel is ridiculous, so that's a part of it. And then we have liability insurance, and we have vehicle insurance. And then we also have a program now that, thanks to the Rotary, we started that provides free piano lessons for kids that can't afford it.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
So we get the piano into the home. They're starting lessons. They've connected with a teacher. And we've had a couple referrals from the teachers, but sometimes we just, people have said, we really want a piano for our child, and they've had obviously no money for the piano. But in addition to that, they really didn't have money for piano lessons.
Yeah.
And connecting those two services are something that we've been doing. It's pretty amazing.
That is really very, very amazing. Wow.
So we're asking that people help us this year with ongoing expenses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and they just go to that website, North State Gives.
Or ReadingPianoAngels.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so both will take you on Giving Tuesday, which is what, November 29th?
Yes,
I think
that's
I read.
Correct.
So November 29th, you're going to want, or I believe they open up the giving a few days prior. It's the big day of giving. So if you're not familiar with what North State Gives is here in North State, it's the Giving Tuesday where you could be like Shining Care also is part
absolutely,
of it.
Right.
KIXE, your public television station, Haven Humane. There are many, many nonprofits to choose from. So if you're sitting and you're thinking about what your year-end giving is going to look like, it's our last chance to make a difference in this year. Just in this year, we're asking you tonight to please, please mark that date on your calendar and consider Reading Piano Angels as one of those that you want to give to, because the difference that you're going to make, I'm preaching to the choir to you two here, isn't just going to be that $20 or $100 or $500. You're going to give the gift of music to someone who then is going to give that gift of music to many people. Look at Liam. How many people were streaming, did you say again?
It's just like a rough estimate, but probably between like 700,000 and like 800,000 with like the combined songs that the piano was tracked on.
So your gift is making that big of an impact, and that's just what we know about right now from one person who's received a piano.
And he's on his second piano. The first one he found on his own, we had passed on it. It was...
It was a character.
It had seen better years.
Ready to go to piano heaven.
Yes, and we're like, we moved this thing for you now. We just need to tell you when you're ready, there's a better piano out there. We're pretty sure there's one out there for you. So
that's
upgraded.
I think that's wonderful.
And tell them about upgrades, too.
We do. And when the student has progressed far enough, we tell the people right away, when they progress far enough along, call us. You're not married to this piano. We will put this in some other home of a brand new student and bring you the piano that's going to take your student through their high school and possibly college age. And that has happened other times too. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun stories. Well, our friend Jessica French has received more than one piano because she was burned out more than once in fires here in Reading.
Well, and unfortunately that's an all too often common story. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say the website one more time for Piano Angels.
Okay. It's just going to Reading Piano Angels. And that's
.com.
It.
That's it.
.com.
.com. ReadingPianoAngels.com. Now, I went there myself, and the form that you have on there, I was like, this is a blessing. It's like, it takes up a page, but that's because the font's big.
Right.
We want everyone to be able to read it.
You can fill it out. You could be done with it. But if you have a piano at home or you would like to support them monetarily, then don't forget about NorthStateGivingTuesday.org and or ReadingPianoAngels.com November 29th. But also you can give all year long, I imagine, right?
Oh, sure. We rely on these donations that come in. frequently to pay the gas bill, you know, and gasoline, I mean, and, you know, keep the insurance going too, so.
Yeah, because you have a volunteer board, correct?
Yes, we have a great board. Let me mention them quickly because our treasurer, which I consider the most important position on the board, is Lori Goyen.
Yes, she keeps us straight.
Yeah, she does. She's great.
And she's then, in accounting, going.
Yes. The Goyen Accounting.
Yes.
Lori and Rick, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we have Valerie Washburn, who is formerly with the Chamber of Commerce and was a good friend of Frank as a director. And then Elizabeth Waterbury out at the Shasta College is part of the board. And then also Robert Strazzarino, Frank's son,
has
been a consultant to us and set up our webpage initially. He is a total IT expert. Oh. If you just go on the internet anywhere from like the Bay Area to Oregon and you type in Piano Angels, page will pop up.
Yeah.
So Robert's done that, and then Pam and I are there, and we meet, and they have a certain directives that we have to follow and toe the line, and you know,
I mean, not like it's difficult.
It's not, but you know, a piano, in order to be delivered free, it does need to be donated. Yeah, it does need to be donated, and then
someone that's on the list that needs a piano.
Yeah. Right. So.
Could you? I know we're running out of time, and this is our hard break going into program. But I could see this model really being duplicated in other communities.
It could be very easy. But
yes,
you have to have somebody that wants to do it.
It's the heart, and that's why you're heroes. But that's why you're heroes. I know one of the first things Pam said when she came in is, "I'm not a hero. I don't see myself as a hero." And I said, "No one ever does." That's what makes a hero. If you're someone who's trying to be a hero, you're probably not on a hero. This is the unsung heroes. So we only have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else that you would like to share or repeat that we've talked about? This is your opportunity.
One of my favorite stories, real quick, was we picked up a piano from a former coach out of Chester College. And they were done. They were done with it. The kids were all gone. We moved it. The next person on the list lived in Cottonwood, took it down to them. The gal opened the bench, and there was her music from the Shasta High Musical with her name on it, her maiden name.
Oh,
she was getting this piano for her children. And she had been the grandma of the giving family, had been the one that had practiced with all the kids through that group to that year to get them on in their musical for Shasta High School. And here it was. She not only was crying, she was texting all her friends.
Oh my goodness. That gives me goosebumps.
Sweet. It was pretty sweet.
Talk about full circle. Mm-hmm. That piano needed to be back with her.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
In many stories we could go on. And on.
I constantly, everyone just like that. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. And we're not the only angels. We have substitute angels too. Just to share that with you.
Everybody needs a backup.
Well, it's time for us to go now, though.
Yes.
Yeah, sadly. So our time is up. But thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. This is Heroes of the North State, and thank you, Pam and Pat, and thank you, Reading Piano Angels, for everything you've done for us, for our community. It is just such a blessing, and you are true heroes of the North State. So everyone, please tune in next month. We'll be back the second Thursday of the month at 6:05 p.m. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and thanks for joining us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.